This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Our next guest wanted to talk baseball. We got to talk old dogs here. Cody Stavenhagen, Tigers reporter for The Athletic, OK State. That's Oklahoma State alum as well on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. It is an F off Friday, so we're going to start with one of those kind of questions. We've had a 9-hour-old hot dog sitting in the lobby. There's two left. If you were with us right now instead of at the ballpark, would you chow down on one of those, or is that about 2 hours too old?
No, I would make sure no one was looking, and I would eat that right up.
See, I think that's the right answer. Like our night show host Jake came in and was like, "I'm not doing that." I'm like, "That's okay."
Well, that was also my take too, Cody.
2 hours from now, Jake's going to be here by himself, and he's going to sneak off to the closet of shame with an 11-hour-old hot dog.
I asked AI if you could eat such a thing, and it said it's bacterial growth heaven, and I love the descriptor on that.
No. I grew up in Texas. We didn't care about stuff like that. You got to fuel yourself. That's probably not the best fuel, but at least it's something.
Yeah, it's like unleaded. It's like the 87 grade instead of the 93 grade. What's the number one reason, Cody, the Tigers have the best record in baseball at the moment?
It's hard to boil it down to one thing. I mean, I think it ultimately comes down to pitching. This is a staff that is really good, that is really deep. Much like they left off last year, the bullpen, for the most part, has been very good. They are operating with something closer to a traditional five-man rotation than the pitching chaos we saw down the stretch. Tarik Skubal's continued to pitch like a Cy Young winner. Casey Mize has been really good. Rhys Olson has been very good. Jackson Jobe is young and getting better every day. Jack Flaherty maybe hasn't been quite as good as the Tigers would have hoped, but he's capable of giving you a competitive start every fifth day. I think the pitching keeps them in most ball games, gives them the chance to win every night. That's a little bit of a secondary reason, but the offense has exceeded expectations, and that's probably a big reason why they've jumped from a good team to a team that's been the class of the American League so far.
How sustainable do you think this is for Detroit?
You know, I think a lot of it's real. I think the pitching is real. They're going to get some reinforcements offensively in Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, Wenzel Perez back. The run differential would tend to indicate that what they're doing can keep working. I'm sure we're going to see some guys cool off. Javi Baez, Zach McKinstry, Dylan Dingler. They're going to be ebbs and flows throughout the season. But I've become a pretty big believer in what the Tigers have been doing because it's been working for a sustained period of time already.
All right, Cody, any leftover ill will from the divisional series last year for this Tigers team?
You know, no one will admit it, but I think the Tigers would love to take this series from the Guardians. I'm not sure it's ill will in terms of anything on a personal level, but when you're facing the team that knocked you out of the postseason, that ended a pretty magical run, that is a natural division rival. There's obviously, you know, a desire to go beat those guys, and the Guardians know the Tigers well, and punching up, you know, in terms of the standings right now. I'm sure the Guardians would love to take this series from the Tigers and try to draw a little closer in this AL Central race.
Guardians catch a break tonight. No Riley Green, no Zach McKinstry. And I saw the A.J. Hinch quotes on that, saying, like, physically they're just not in a great place right now. It's odd to do this on a Friday night, especially against a division team. But it's odd that, I have to imagine you find it's odd. It's May 23rd, and A.J. Hinch is talking like it's September 23rd.
Yeah, I did think it was a little bit of an odd lineup. Two pretty important left-handed hitters off against a righty, but that's where the Tigers are at. You know, that's why I got AJ talking about it before the game. They're pretty worn down. Riley Green has played a lot. Zach McKinstry has played a lot. They have some other guys, you know, in similar shape. That's why I think it's a good thing Matt Vierling is activated off the IL tonight. He's not starting, but he's available off the bench. They're going to get Parker Meadows back soon. They're going to get Wenzel Perez back soon. For as good as this team has been, I think it's kind of ran up some mileage on these guys, maybe a little bit more than they would like earlier in the season. And yeah, that's why the lineup looks like it looks like, here on Friday.
Cody Stavenhagen on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. This is kind of the year where I hate to start turning our attention to the deadline because it's still so early in the season yet. You know, I got a couple buddies in Detroit radio who were frustrated at the Tigers' lack of maybe bigger moves this offseason. If this team continues playing this way, do you think that this team will go kind of all in here and maybe try and make a run at winning the World Series this year?
Well, look, I think there's obviously going to be reason to buy, reason to strengthen this roster. I'm not sure it's in the Tigers' style under Scott Harris to go do something crazy, you know. Right now the Cardinals are in it, but I'm not sure they would go for like the Nolan Arenado type or like Bo Bichette. Like, I don't know, maybe in terms of, you know, to one degree, like you said, it's early. We'll see what the roster looks like. We'll see who's healthy in July. Right now the Tigers, for as much as they could probably use some help on the left side of the infield, third base in particular, I'm not sure they want to part with young talent. I'm not sure, you know, I think they're such big believers in the versatility and everything they do, that might not be front of mind for them. But upgrading in the bullpen, I think, is something that's definitely going to make a lot of sense. If they could go get a swing and miss reliever, you know, right now they have a good pin, but it's a pin that could probably use a guy who's capable of generating strikeouts a little bit of a higher clip. So that's one thing to watch for. And, you know, this is a team that likes to play and win on the margins. Maybe they pursue a right-handed bat. Like, I think this is a team that could strengthen itself, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to be the big flashy move. That's kind of been their MO for a while now. So
Javi Baez gets paid. He stinks up the joint. And I would imagine fans last year were pretty mad at him, all things considered. But then he like dead cat bounces back, and now all of a sudden he's good. And hey, I'm sorry, Nick lost his cat earlier in the week. That was a little rude of me.
Hey, he's had it like three times this week. It's feeling personal, Cody.
I just keep going for it. Baez, though, has played much better. And what is the relationship with the fans with Baez?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Javi, obviously, at his best, is an electric, exciting player. But for 3 years in Detroit, we hadn't seen the best version of him very often, and certainly not more than just kind of short bursts here and there. Heard a lot of boos over the last couple years, and suddenly you're starting to see some more Baez jerseys crop up at Comerica Park. Funny how that works, right? But, you know, I think the big thing is he was willing to kind of put the team first, move positions. He's not this team's everyday shortstop anymore. He's playing center field for the first time in his major league career. He's playing third base. I think that's energized him a little bit. He's probably outperforming the under the hood numbers at the plate, but he's provided some big fun moments. He's been productive and kind of shown that maybe even going forward, maybe even if he's not playing a starring role, he can be a productive member of this team. He can function on this roster. Been a pretty incredible turnaround, close to unprecedented, a guy struggling to the level he had and then turning it around. But it's been one of the better stories in baseball so far this season, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Cody, I was perusing your social media here earlier today, and I did notice you retweeted the Tigers back in May 16th when they announced that Ludacris is coming to Detroit for a post-game concert on June 13th. I'm curious, will you be skipping a post-game press conference duty so you can get a little Luda on?
No, I probably won't. I'll probably go do the post-game duties if Luda's still playing while I'm up writing. You know, maybe I'll pay a little bit of attention I guess it's cool to have, you know, it's an artist like that at Comerica, but I'm not like going to be going out of my way to be front center for Luda either.
I got to tell you, listen, I'm a bit older. I'm about to turn 40. I got three kids, wife, mortgage, truck, basically a country song without the marital affairs. I think you got to go. I think you got to pawn the post game duties off. I think the Tigers will understand for one day.
You'll remember a Ludacris concert way longer than you'll remember just a random June game for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Well, 100%. Like I said, you know, I'll be in the building. I hope I can catch some of it.
Yeah, just like, post it on social media, and then people will be like, "Oh wow, great job you did right there."
Ludacris is like a strange artist though, in that he's like past his prime, but not so far past his prime that he's like a throwback. You know.
Well, he is
like an odd point, I guess, just in his career, right?
He's playing Comerica level popularity.
Post game.
Yeah. Not his own standalone show. Just post game. While we're on the topic of just asking you just off the wall questions, Jackson Job is starting tonight. Do you guys do anything with Book of Job, or is that not something you guys do?
I've tried to stay away from it. It feels like a little bit too low hanging fruit for me, but I'm sure it makes its way into some social media posts every now and then.
Damn, because that was
a direct shot at you there,
right?
Nick.
You got to be patient with young players.
I said if I was in Detroit talk, I would do Book of Job content every day.
He would dress up as an old man, an elderly old man.
With like one of those biblical wigs, you know?
Yes.
And then I would come with the Book of Job. I would have it. And every time he struck out like Paul Bearer, I'd be like, oh, yes.
But just, you know. Didn't think too much on it, you know?
Yeah, no, he didn't come up. Really, it was just kind of off the cuff.
Top of our heads.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you guys.
All right. Cody, I know you're an OK State guy. Is it bleep or get off the pot time for Mike Gundy?
Yes. I mean, yes. He's been there forever. He's done a lot of great things, but, clearly kind of plateaued, if not on a downward trend. The game has changed. The college landscape has changed. He's going to retire. They'll name the field after him. They'll build a statue out of, in his image. But I've always been a proponent of getting some fresh blood in there.
I just love the idea of that statue's going to have the sweetest mullet for a very long time.
Cody,
great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Enjoy the series.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Cody Stavenhagen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think he thought, I get it, like Book of Job, that could be a little low-hanging fruit until you think about the commitment to the details of the bit.
I think Cody had a lot of this is what I'm doing in my life moments in that interview. Yeah.
I thought we were like loving uncles. We're like, hey, you go to that Ludacris concert because, you know, YOLO. Well,
remember when Shaq came in last year?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people, like, they debated, like, do we go cover the post game? Do we go to Shaq? What do we do? And ultimately, everyone that went to Shaq remembers going to Shaq.
Yep.
You don't remember what game that was. You don't remember who the Guardians played.
Also, half the team went to Shaq's concert.
And that did help out a lot of the beat reporters' case, though, because then it was like, oh, the players are out there. So it's a good time had by all.
Great stuff there with Cody Stavenhagen. Spry young buck on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline will react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Yesterday, we didn't joke. We wondered if you actually did die on the air. If you eat this hot dog,
this would take hours to kill me.
Again, the AI overview described, the 8 to 10 hour range is what they call bacterial growth heaven.
All right, here's what I'm gonna tell you. It smells good.
You're gonna ruin your night, man.
It smells really good.
9 hour old hot dog left at room temperature.
I mean, it's
has a significant number of bacteria present.
It doesn't talk about whether it's been wrapped up or not. It's not just been left out in the air. Okay. These dogs have been wrapped.
They say the longer the food stays in the quote-unquote danger zone. It's in the danger zone, Nick.
I live dangerously. People say Nick Wilson lives dangerously.
I mean, you're hardly bungee jumping right now, but in my eyes, you're living pretty recklessly.
I mean, you gotta understand this. The bun here is still very. It's got some bounce to it. It's a bouncy bun.
Okay.
And the dog itself smells. You want to smell this dog?
I don't want to smell that dog.
I mean, it smells like a very good dog right now. I mean, this is calling to me.
You're going to raw dog it.
Yeah, there's no onions here.
Peter won't let me get it in.
If there were sautéed onions or even raw onions, I'd just...
Is that your only topping that you put on a hot dog? Do you ever go ketchup, mustard, or anything like that?
It depends. I'll even do a little like cheesy sauce on it if I'm feeling really randy.
I saw on TikTok this guy trying to teach you, if you're at the ballpark, what you need to do is put you put whatever condiment you want on it, like just spray ketchup across, let's say, and then you twist the dog over, and then it saves the mess. No, okay. It saves the mess. Yeah.
Okay.
And so then you can just wrap it up, and then you can just go to your seat.
I think it's time.
All right, go for it. You seem happy. He seems really happy eating it, but I'm very fearful of just what you just did there.
This is a good dog.
You're going to ruin your night, man. You're going to ruin your night.
We're a really good dog.
I really hope. It looks like a very nice Sugardale dog has a different color than what you currently are showing me right now.
It's a little gray.
Yeah, it's a little gray.
I think that's lighting. We got some here.
It's always the lighting. Yeah.
Yeah. There, I held it right up under the lighting for Keith if he wants to take this.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this. You're just going to ruin your Friday night. How's it taste?
Really good.
Really good?
Yeah, I have
good.
No guilt. I have only enjoyment.
Good dog.
Yeah, good
feel
dog.
I feel like Andy Baskin right now.
Well, that would involve you throwing the dogs at some point.
I meant eating on air.
Oh, okay. Miscommunication, I guess. I'm glad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're enjoying your hot dog. I would never, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
A little hint of something on that last one.
Yeah.
So it was like,
is it shame and regret?
No.
Is it bacterial heaven?
Ugh. It's heaven of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get yourself some water or something. Wash that down.
That'll wash those bacteria down. I got to tell you, that was good.
I'm sure.
I was gonna just eat the whole thing right on air, but I was like, I'm gonna leave you out to dry, and you're just describing a fat man eating a hot dog on the radio, and usually we serve that for like OnlyFans or something like that.
Although July 4th, they do celebrate that in the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, I think that's a gimmick. All right, you're not really enjoying the hot dog. All right, you dunk it in water. It's about the I want a hot dog contest where you slowly eat dogs. Like, I don't know, that sounds,
there's like a savor.
Yeah, you have to savor each bite of the hot dog instead of just. That's what they sound like. I've been next to Joey Chestnut while he has housed hot dogs.
When did that happen? In Charlotte?
In Charlotte, yeah. He beat me. We're going to see who could eat 12 wings quickest. And I'm like, I'm not beating this guy. I'm not going to play into your fat motif. So I ate it as slow as I could.
The wings this was. So the not wings. Hot dogs, wings.
Wings, yeah. And then afterwards, the next party trick was they brought out like 20 hot dogs and he wolfed them in like seconds. And I was like.
Were you impressed or disgusted in real life?
Yes.
Both at the same time.
You can be both. Yeah. Those sound contradictory. I was both. I just was like, why? You just, we wasted those hot dogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't do anyone any service, right? I'm not going to cry for the people that maybe would have ate those hot dogs. I guess it just is what it is. Like, that's like the, you know, the line growing up, everyone's like, oh, you need your food or else we'll send it to these kids in Africa. And it's like, you're not sending the hot dogs to the kids in Africa.
Which, DC saying, woke up feeling dangerous. Could be a new take on an old t-shirt.
Yeah, you are the real Evel Knievel of this show.
I'll eat an old dog. I'm not afraid. I'll eat an old hot dog.
Yeah.
All right. 216-474-0092. Did I just add 20 years to my lifespan eating a now 10-year-old hot, a 10-day-old
hot adding
dog?
We're adding years now?
Is it adding or taking away?
You don't like.
There's like powers in the hot dog and the bacteria to add?
All those drugs Keith Richards did clearly extended his life because they like pickled him. I think Keith would probably already be deceased if not for the copious amount of booze and, you know, other things he consumed.
So you turn into Pickle Nick?
I will be Pickled Nick. Yep. All thanks to hot dogs.
Alrighty then.
Now, Channing Frye was on with the Morning Boys yesterday as we do stare down Game 2 Pacers-Knicks tonight in New York. Weird feeling to be rooting for the Pacers, but man, do I love watching New York Knicks fans squabble and just live in their own fears. But Channing Frye was on the Morning Boys yesterday, and he was asked, and now that we're confirmed to have our seventh new champion in seven straight years, whether that is a good thing for the NBA.
I think it's a great thing. It shows you can win different ways. Like, Indiana does not play like New York, and Minnesota for sure does not play like OKC. But the fact that Minnesota can trade Karl Anthony Towns away and he be just as good as Julius Randle, who basically took all of last year off, I mean, it's amazing. Look at Indiana. Like, nobody would have thought Indiana would make it here again. Look what they built. Tyrese Halliburton is the most unsuspecting star in our league. He'll give you a game where he has 4 points and they win by 16, or he'll have 40 and make the game-winning shot at the end of the game over a defensive player of the year. And so, you know, and then the Knicks, you look at Brunson and what they've done of really just going all out for their starting unit and saying our five can beat any of your seven, and it's worked. It's about coaching. It's about energy. You have a star power, and you have physically dominant defensive and offensive players that are very skilled on all three levels.
If you look at the run we're on right now, the next longest run is the mid-70s, where we had a bunch of different champions in the mid to late 70s. This makes this, you know, seven different champs in 7 years. I know it's different. And so anytime something's new or different, we immediately have to go to it's not good. I think the idea that there's a lot of different organizations out there that think that they can win a championship right now, where we've gone from there were 3 to 5 teams on any given year that truly had a chance to win,
yeah,
to now, I mean, we can talk maybe 10 teams, a third of the league winning. It's new, so it might take time for fans to understand it. And I hope that it actually is the thing that bucks back on ring culture, which is ridiculous and insidious and has ruined a lot of sports talk. I think this absolutely is a good thing, and I think it's going to bear fruit that this is a good thing for the NBA.
And the reason why I like it is that it doesn't feel like it's what baseball is yet. And I love baseball, you know I do, but the idea that an 84-win Cardinals team can go ahead and win the World Series has never been something that I think is a feature of Major League Baseball. Like, get in and you have a chance. It doesn't feel that way right now with the NBA. Heat got in. Nobody thought the Heat were going to go and win the NBA championship this year. Like, there still is enough of a reward system attached to you being a high enough level of a team in order to have success.
Yeah, it's parity, but it's still rewarding teams doing things the smart way. And I do wonder if that's going to change with the restrictions of the second apron, whether you are going to see teams start to act more desperately and that's going to chase teams away from winning a championship. But that might just open up another opportunity for a team like Cleveland if they make really, really smart, thoughtful moves from here.
I do wonder how, like us, for instance, how we're going to deal with the idea that your windows are going to be shorter and shorter. And so you're going to have a full on, like, hey, this was a 5-year stretch where we won a lot of games and we did a lot of things. And then you got a couple years, we have to go back to the drawing board. And then you get to kind of regroup and get after it again.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, so I think it's like you're going to have like 3-year bursts, and then there's going to be like an advance and retreat. It doesn't mean you're going to go to the lottery necessarily, but I think I could see a lot of teams going, all right, we built this core four, you know, similar to what the Cavs did. We're going to subtract one and one bench player and hope our drafting carries us through.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And like even just looking at like this playoffs, I saw someone earlier today went through the starting five for each team and the amount of guys that were drafted on each team outside of the Thunder, very tiny. Not a large number, which historically is not typically how it goes either.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing. I do think that some of the superstar movement is antithetical to team building, meaning I'm not even just talking about the obvious of like, hey, trade five first rounders and three good players for 97-year-old Kevin Durant. I just mean like I think there's something special about homegrown teams. And I do think that if we had wiggle room here, I think one thing that would be if you either drafted guys in the way that the Cavs have drafted Darius and Evan, or you just made really smart, articulate trades for them like you did certainly with Jared and even with Donovan, I do think there might – like you might have to find some wiggle room here because I think there's some value in teams playing together for multiple times, meaning for like a five-year stretch, a six-year stretch, as opposed to what's going to feel like a three- or four-year stretch.
Yeah, I just wonder if that goes away just a little bit. There's a couple things that go into that, right? Like even the idea that in the past couple of years, you watch Dame get traded to Milwaukee, you watch Donovan get traded here to Cleveland. Like NBA players aren't so much. It still exists, but it's not so much we have to go to the big city or nothing. And so I think it's helping out the wide range of teams that are involved here too.
I also don't expect this to continue on just as is. Like, I would be surprised if we got to 10 different champs in 10 years. I do. At some point, there will be like another course correction, right?
You'd think so. Yeah, I mean, it typically works that way. But if we're in this stretch where, like, the Thunder, I think, are going to win the title this year. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think they would have a good chance to win next year.
I was going to say, what's going to change with their prospects? Because they have such a young, really formidable team. Next couple years seems like they'd have the right pathway to it, unless you just believe that some team in the East is going to be better.
Yeah, well, I think it does leave open to health. It leaves open to a team like San Antonio.
So that's a good point, too. Now, because if you look at it like with SGA, if SGA gets injured, all of a sudden they're done. That's it.
Yeah.
The injuries in the NBA have never been at the rate that they are right now.
Well, and the injuries might force you to trade for another player around SGA to take some of the load off SGA. Like, let's say Chet Holmgren doesn't continue to develop as an offensive side of the ball player. If he's just a really good two-way player, dominant in some accord, but not dominant the way people thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I do think it's good. I worry that the Cavs have already missed their window. Like, that is the fear. Or even after next year, if you don't win next year, I'll start to worry, like, hey, is it time to do the retreat part of advance and retreat?
Yeah.
Which is not a place I want to be this early, but
I know it's good, Nick. It's got to be good because there was years, for years on end, you knew in October who was playing in the NBA Finals. There's no way that's good.
Well, but this is the other extreme. And I just think it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I do think this is part, by the way, this is part of the how do you find the next superstars. Having different guys that end up winning a championship every year is one way to do it. Especially like this could be the year of anointing Ant or SGA or Tyrese Halliburton. Like I don't think Jalen is truly that kind of player, but yeah, certainly. Like,
well, okay, you bring up Jalen. I think Jalen is something we need to study as well. Jalen's the first big time NBA player in a while that said, "I'm going to take $115 million less."
He's also an undersized guard, and he's their best player. That'd be an interesting thing to study as well, given Darius and Donovan and everything else going on there.
Well, but in the age of LeBron, where LeBron was like, everyone must take as much money as they possibly can, he had an extension last year, and he said, I'm going to take $115 million less because I know I want to support the group around us and give us the best chance. And look at what it's done. It's paid off dividends.
Is seven champs in 7 years good for the NBA? In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.